Hi, everyone. This is Ted Chen with AuctionSellingReveal.com, and tonight we're going to be speaking with John Thornhill. He is the $10,000 auction superman, as I like to call him, and he's a power seller and internet marketer, and he's from the east side of England in the UK, and it's quite late for him, so we're very fortunate. I think it's about 1 o'clock in the morning for him, so we're very fortunate to have him on the line with us tonight. And hi, John. How are you doing?
Hi, Ted. You okay?
Yeah, I can hear you good.
Good.
Sounds good. And just to start off, I want to find out a little bit more about your background and just how you got started in eBay.
Yeah, and basically, I think it was about 4 years ago now I discovered eBay. A little bit of a fluke. I was actually just looking for an accessory for my mobile phone. And it started there, and I ended up buying relevant software and that sort of thing. And I ended up originally selling discs with mobile phone logos on and that sort of thing. And I've done that for about, I would say about a year or two. And but I was constantly mailing discs out. And I think it was late 2004 I discovered ebooks, and that's when everything changed for me.
So you said you started sending out discs for mobile phones? What is that? Is it like a CD or something?
A DVD, CD, where you could just put in your computer and just put things on your phone, like logos and that sort of thing, And
it's kind of related a little bit. It's like a software kind of...
Sort of, yeah. But and then I discovered ebook. I think actually I originally bought a disc full of ebooks, and I just thought I'll try selling these separately, instead of selling like one disc was here, like $10. I thought, well, I'll try and sell individual ebooks for $2, $3, $4 a piece, and it worked quite well, And then I learned to automate everything, and I was basically all I had to do was answer the emails. I didn't have to send anything out. Nothing at all like that, So everything, the good thing about ebooks is everything can be automated,
So you saw the light after you were shipping stuff out and, going to the office or whatever and just mailing stuff out. You got tired of that. And it seems like for the CDs or discs that you're mailing out, those are pretty small, because I know some people, they try to sell big, huge things. But even that, you thought was a little bit too much trouble for you, just sending out discs every day or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, there's still money to be made. I mean, you can sell info discs, and you can put a lot of things on discs, like video, ebooks, software. I mean, it only costs a few cents to make a disc up and mail it out, There's still good money in that, but for me, I prefer ebooks because I haven't got to mail anything out. I'd rather just let it sort of run itself,
Yeah, I understand. I mean, if you mail something here, at least in the United States, it's like right now just to send a letter is 39 cents, and they keep raising every time, I turn my head around, because I remember, just maybe like half a year ago, it was only 37 cents for us to mail just a letter. But with an ebook, you don't have to pay any of that kind of shipping costs or mess with any physical things.
No, the beauty of ebooks is a customer can visit your auction, they can click buy now, pay with PayPal, 10 seconds later, they're downloading your ebook. So it's all instant. And if you use the right tools, you can automate your delivery and your feedback, everything. So you go to bed on a night and wake up the next morning and everything's done for you.
Yeah, well, that's pretty cool. I mean, I don't think you can do that with too much other stuff. So kind of let's get into the core of it right now. I just wanted to let you know that at Auctions on Revealed, we want to help people to the nitty-gritty details of taking someone from zero to a power seller in 99 days. And kind of to start off, I'd like to ask you, what do you think are the fundamentals of selling on eBay?
Right, well, I think actually if you've got basic computer skills, I think anyone with basic computer skills can sell on eBay. I mean, if you're new to eBay, you can just look around your house and find stuff that you no longer use or no longer need. You can put it on eBay and sell it, and a lot of people can learn, internet marketing, they can start off with eBay. I mean, that's how I got started, and I'm sure that's how a lot of people get started with internet marketing, is through eBay.
And so you said you just need, the basic computer skills. So what do you think is, copy and pasting, or what are you considering the basic computer skills?
Yeah, if you can copy paste, if you can send and receive emails, and you just know your way, if you know your way around like browsing the internet, I would say you'll be fine. You know, I mean, there's enough help. You can find enough help on eBay if you run into problems. They've got a massive help file library. You know, so I wouldn't think too many people, if they can work their way around a computer, will struggle.
Yeah, that sounds really good. I mean, just having those basic skills. If you can pretty much check your email and use a web browser, is what you're saying, it's probably all you really need for, you know, selling on eBay.
Yeah, that's right.
Would you say that? Okay.
Yeah, well, I would say
and
so,
then,
yeah.
Kind of going to the basics, you've mentioned eBooks a couple of times. Could you explain a little bit what that is for people, maybe that aren't familiar with what eBooks are?
Yeah, sure. An eBook, it stands for electronic book, and it's usually in the form of PDF document, and it's basically just a book you would read on your computer, and you can print it off if you want to. And the thing is it's a digital item, so it can be delivered over the internet instantly. So there's no like if you bought a physical book, you've got to wait for it to be delivered, or you've got to go to the shop. Where an eBook, you can buy it instantly, and within minutes you can be reading it.
Okay, and so are ebooks usually, you said, in a PDF format, or are there other mechanisms or other kind of ways of having them?
You can also get executable format, but some people don't like that because there's a risk of viruses attached with a .exe file. And the beauty of a PDF as well is it'll also, you can run a PDF on a Mac, whereas executable you can't. So if you're just beginning, then the best way I would advise is to start with PDF.
Okay, so that's probably the best and most suggested way for people who are starting out to actually create an ebook using a PDF format.
Yeah, I mean, there's free software you can download on the internet. I've actually got a page put up. If you go to planetsmsresources.com, I put various things on there what might help you out. But I mean, you can download a free software program, and you can make an ebook for absolutely nothing at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so. Yeah, so the ebooks. Well, one thing I want to take a step back for people who might not know what PDF stands for. Do you want to maybe explain what that is?
I think it stands out 100%. I think it's printable document format or something. Is that right?
Okay. Well, I mean, just basically that it's kind of like a format that Adobe created.
Yeah.
So that you can read documents, and it's kind of pretty universal. You can read it on a Mac, PC running Windows, or even. Someone running Unix or Linux or something like that. So it's kind of, something that pretty much you're saying, I think probably 90% of the people or 99% of the people can get access to it. And you can even download, you said you had a reader. Is that correct?
I've put links into a free creator. I mean, anyone can download Adobe for free. I think it's just adobe.com. You can download Acrobat Reader for free. And so, like I said, there's no cost involved at all. If you want to do everything for free, you can do it for free.
Okay, that sounds good. I mean, free is always a good price.
Oh, yeah.
That's my favorite price. So. And what are resale rights? I know I've heard a lot about resale rights, and that's probably something that people would be interested in as far as ebooks and resale rights.
Yeah, sure. The number one reason most people will grant resale rights to their ebook, which basically means, I grant resale rights to one of my ebooks. I mean, you could buy it from me, and you could sell it yourself as if you know. So you take 100% of the profits. And the main reason I would do that is because inside the ebook, I would have affiliate links or links back to my other products. So basically, you would be selling the ebook, but you would make money from the sale of the ebook on eBay. And I would probably make money from someone else reading the ebook that you've sold.
Okay, so if people are familiar with what affiliate links are, and kind of how would they be making money with this? If you can explain this a little bit for some people who might maybe are starting out or don't know.
Right. I'll try and give you an example. In one of my ebooks, I'll recommend a hosting company like for your website. And I would send you to a certain company, and if you signed up with their package, I would get a commission. I mean, you can do this for absolutely just about anything at all. You could be selling an ebook on weight loss, and you could send them to a weight loss program or whatever, another weight loss ebook, or you could even send them to Amazon. There's a number of ways. And then if the person clicks on your link and makes a purchase, you would get a commission. And so you're the affiliate.
So kind of what you're saying is that, you know, by recommending something, like you're saying, a hosting service that maybe you use and you're pretty happy with, and, you know, you write this ebook and then you tell people about it through your ebook that, you know, I like this particular host, and then they kind of, you can get a commission for that then.
That's it, yeah. I mean, obviously, you don't want to just turn your ebook into a full of affiliate links. You've got to, if you do it subtly, you recommend something like, you say, well, I use this, I think this is brilliant, this certain product X. And if you want to check it out, click here, you know, things like that. Just little subtle links in. And also, you would always, I would always put a link into your eBay store, seeing who you are, what you do, links to your websites, and for your like other items that you might be selling. Maybe you've got a collection of eBooks or something like that. There's a lot of ways you can do it. And as other people are selling your eBook on eBay, they're advertising your products and services. And at the same time, they can be making money. So everybody wins, really.
Mm-hmm. So it's a win-win kind of all around. Yeah. You win by, you know, getting some money from your commissions for the affiliates, and then you also, the people who are selling your ebooks, they actually win because they get some money for actually selling the ebooks, and you don't make any, you as author of the ebook, you don't, with the who has sold the resale rights, don't get any money from actually selling the book, but the people who are selling it for you.
In most cases, no, but what you can do, and what I've done with a few of my ebooks, I'll put in a brandable link. Like, it's a little hard to explain. If you can change a link in my ebook, so instead of it being my affiliate link, it could be your affiliate link. And this gives you an incentive to sell my ebook. So I could maybe advertise my membership program through one of my ebooks, and you can brand it with your affiliate link. So you would earn just about $30 per sale. Now, obviously, then you're thinking, well, I'll sell this ebook because it's going to make me money. Like the afterwards, you know. So after you sold the ebook, you can still be making money from selling one of my ebooks. I hope that made sense.
I think I got a little bit, but I might have got a little mixed up. So, what you're saying is that someone can get your ebook, and then you have what you're calling brandable links.
Yeah.
Brandable links, so that they can put their affiliate links in there and make money by selling your ebook. So are you, how do you make money as the author then in that particular scenario?
In this particular case, if it's advertising my membership program, so I would make money off sales from that. But I mean, you could maybe say you could have five links in the ebook, and you could make the seller brand two or three, keep a couple for yourself. There's a lot of different ways to do that. But if you make sure there's something in it for the seller, there's more chance they'll sell your ebook. Because after all, you want people to sell your ebook. And easier, if you make it like appealing, give them something in return, there's more chance they'll choose to sell your ebook.
Okay, so you want to try to put something in, have an incentive for the people who are selling your ebook, and then you're going to have some kind of links back tied to either your, let's say, auctions, maybe your eBay store, or even just your website.
Yeah, it could be just something simple as like a line at the top of the ebook saying this ebook is presented to you by, and it would have the person's name and then the website or the eBay store. And just something as simple as that would give someone an incentive, because they'll think, well, if I sell that, I'm going to get people coming to my store. And if you actually, I've set a page up at planetsmsresources.com. If you click on the top link, Planet SMS Profits, that'll explain a little bit more of what I'm talking about.
Okay, that link was, you said, the Planet SMS Resources?
Yeah, .com.
.com. Okay,
yeah.
So we can kind of take a look at that.
Yeah,
and
I will talk.
You mentioned we have resale rights, and I hear people speak a little bit about master resale rights. Do you use that at all, or what do you think about that?
That's basically what I grant. I grant master resale rights. So basically, if I grant master resale rights, you can buy the ebook off me, and you can basically sell it for any price you want. You can give it up. I don't really care in a way how much it gets sold for. You can give it away, you can do what you want, because I want you to give my ebook as many people as you possibly can. And if you're going to make money from doing that, you're going to do that. So, I mean, if I can make you money, you're going to want to promote it. That's the way I look at it. When I look to sell ebooks, other people's ebooks, I would look for I tend to look for links where I can brand them myself, and then I can make a little bit on the side as well, as well as making the money off the eBay sale. Make extra money. I mean, sometimes I'll get paid a commission, and I honestly can't remember what it's for. I know I put branded an ebook somewhere or put a link somewhere, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So you always want to have something to kind of help out the people who are selling your books. And then, kind of like we were going back to, you have some links that point back to yourself or to your website that kind of help you, and maybe you don't make those brandable. And when you're saying brandable, does that mean kind of you can change the affiliate link? Is that what you're just talking about?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit complicated to explain the form, but yeah, you could run my ebook, and then there'll be a little software program next to it, and you would run that. And it might just say something similar like enter your ClickBank ID, which is a big affiliate company, or it will say just enter your affiliate ID. You would sign up, you would get an ID, you would just enter that into the ebook, click on submit, and that would change the link, physically change the link in the ebook. And then when you saw the ebook on, there's a chance, obviously, if you can get other people to sell it and other people to sell it, you're going to make money. I mean, 6 months, 12 months down the road, you could be getting an affiliate payment. You think, well, where did that come from? What did I do to earn that? And you know it's from an ebook you've sold or give away in the past, you know?
Mm-hmm. So you actually have experienced that. You got checks coming in. You don't even remember where the money's coming from.
Honestly, I got a payment today of $70, and I cannot remember what it was for. I know it was for an affiliate program, but I thought, when did I do that, you know? It could have been something I sold or put in my newsletter. I just can't remember, but I'm not complaining.
Yeah, I'm sure that's a problem that all of us would like to have. Just money come in, and we don't even remember what it's for.
Yeah.
Or where it's coming from. So yeah, that definitely sounds like a good problem to have. And kind of one thing we're going to is we're talking about ebooks they can sell and have resale rights, and it kind of relates to viral marketing. Can you explain a little bit about viral marketing and what it means to you?
Well, I suppose we've touched on it mostly. Viral marketing is basically you create a product and you want it to go viral. You want it to spread like a virus. So you would pass your ebook products, but for me it's ebooks, you pass your ebook on to others, and you would hope that the people who you pass it on to would then pass it on to others again, and so on and so on and so on. So eventually, in a few weeks, months' time, there could be hundreds and hundreds of people selling your ebooks for you. So they're doing the work for you, but if you make sure they earn something from doing that by making things brandable, then they're willing to do the work. I mean, who wouldn't want to sell an ebook and then, like you say, get paid and think, where did I get that from? You know, that's the sort of thing. If you can create money for others, they're going to help you. And if they can help you spread your products, that's brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, I think kind of like what we're going back to is that it's something that's a win-win for everyone.
Yeah.
And just
yeah.
Help spreading the word out. One thing with the viral marketing, I don't know if you're familiar kind of with geometric or exponential growth.
Are you familiar
with that kind of terminology?
No, sorry.
Okay. Well, when you have something kind of divides, one goes to two, and then those two people kind of tell two of their friends,
yeah.
It kind of spreads out. And that's kind of one thing that I've learned about, you know, viral marketing is that, you know, just, you know, if you kind of tell a friend, like, especially if you look at gossip or some bad news or something like that, or
mm-hmm.
even good news, you know, like maybe, let's say you're one of your friends, they just had a baby or something like that, and they just go and tell everybody. So, like, maybe, and it's like a relative or something that's pretty distant, like your brother's sister-in-law's cousin or something, but they go and try to tell everybody. And you just hear about that, and it's kind of like you're pretty far out of the range, but, you know, that they're telling everyone, just, you know, one person tells two people, and those two people each tell another two people, and just kind of spreads.
Yeah, well, I suppose that's the same sort of thing I'll do with my e-books, you see. I mean, one e-book I've got on there, if you search eBay for Power Seller Challenge, you'll probably get 100 results, and that's all my e-book. It's there, other sellers selling it. But the person who finds me would maybe not find me through me selling the e-book. They would find me through someone else selling the e-book. But they're still coming to my website and hopefully either subscribing to my newsletter or buying something from me, joining for my membership program. So even like you're saying, if someone has a baby and someone tells someone else, with me to ebooks, but someone buys an ebook from someone else and not from me.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds really good, just having people buying either from you or someone else. You don't really care too much where they're buying from, as long as you have your, since you're the one who wrote the book, you kind of have your information and your links in there.
Yeah, that's exactly it, and that's what it's all about. If, like, if anyone can write an ebook, I mean, I don't care what anyone says, anyone can write an ebook. Everybody knows something, everyone knows something that someone else doesn't know, and people are willing to pay for absolutely anything. I couldn't stress that enough. I mean, if you think you don't know, but you will know. And if you don't know, you're going to learn. Or you can use private label material. I don't know if you're familiar with private label rights.
No. Actually, if you want, you can go and explain a little bit more about what private label rights are.
Yeah. Basically, usually when you, if you buy, you must, if you see private label ebooks, what you basically normally get is the sale, all the sales copy you get there. And you get the source code. You get, like, not PDF format. You get it in, like, Word format. So you can open it up on your computer, and you can change it and edit it however you like. Now, what I would say is if you're not confident in writing your own ebook, is find some private label material. And once again, I've put some links in the resources page. But find some private label material and just read through it and just change little bits and snippets. Just make it your own. Make it sound like you. And you can put in little affiliate links in here and there, links back to your office, and just go through it. And you're probably starting about 2 or 3 hours of work, and you've got a product ready to go on eBay. And it will, honestly, it'll make you money for years to come.
So what you're saying is I can spend maybe like 2 or 3 hours, and if I can't even write anything, I can buy what you're calling private label rights. And is that something that someone else has written and they've sold it, and I can just take those and kind of edit it to my style and to my, the way I would write or my personality, and then create an ebook from that and then sell that?
Yeah, that's exactly what I call it.
Is that all that there is to it?
Sorry?
Is that all that's all that there is to selling an ebook?
Yeah, I mean, I put my spin on it. I'll like a topic and I'll read through it, and I'll just look at certain words, I'll change certain phrases. And honestly, I'll spend about 2 or 3 hours, and sometimes not even that. And I'll go put some affiliate links in, and upload, just put it all together, upload it, and put it on eBay.
Wow. So you don't even, I mean, if you don't really know where to start or what to write, you can use these private label rights. And if you're a little bit more, more into writing or have a little bit more passionate about it, so you can actually go and write any book yourself.
Yeah, I couldn't stress that enough. If you've got to be really successful, if you really want to succeed, you need to be creating your own ebooks. I can't stress that enough. I mean, you can make money selling other people's ebooks, selling branded ebooks, that's fine, but you're better off being the author. You're better off the one having the links, the ones that other people branding your links. If you're the author, you're more in control, and you'll find well, it sometimes takes a while, but after a couple of weeks, couple of months, you'll do searches on eBay, and you'll see there's nothing better than seeing someone selling your ebook. It's a brilliant feeling.
Yeah, so how did it feel for you when you sold your first ebook?
Well, I'll tell you what, I think I've been 2 years now. On my first ebook, I wrote actually all by myself. It was basically just explaining how to sell ebooks. It told people how I was doing, what the list, titles. Just basically give people hints and tips about selling ebooks on eBay. And there was no better feeling, because I did grant research rights instantly. I had this idea where, well, if I let other people sell it, and hopefully I'll make money through affiliate links and through backlinks to my eBay store, my website. And within about a month, I think it must have been on eBay about 100 times, and that's such a good feeling when you see other people selling your ebook, and I can't really describe how good it felt. And now, I mean, I can, if you do searches for Power Seller Challenge, That's still popular. It's still in that ebook. I think it's nearly 2 years old now, and it's still a very, very popular ebook on eBay.
Yeah, I think I've seen that come up in a couple of times just searching through it. I was actually even looking for Power Seller Challenge. It just kind of happened to turn up when I was doing some searches about Power Seller or like sellers on eBay.
Yeah, the main success with that was when I allowed people to brand it with me, affiliate link. And if you go to the resources page and you download Planet SMS Profits, you'll see it's 90-day Power Seller Challenge included. And if you just look inside, you'll see how I've made it as easy as possible. The key is to make it as easy as possible for people to sell your ebook. I've provided all the sales material. I've provided graphics, ebook covers. It's very important that you've got to try and think like if someone is unsure what they're doing, try and make things as easy as possible for them to do. I mean, I even provide a winning bit of